John Fenzel delivered papers when he was growing up. However, some of his customers happened to be German POWs picking crops in Illinois. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by the place where the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended, St. Joseph, Missouri. Plan your trip at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this. In 1943, German POWs were brought to Hampshire, Illinois. They worked on area farms and in the town's canning factory. John Fenzel was in elementary school and delivered papers to the camp twice each day. He reported to the German in charge of the PX, a man named Hans.
Hans Finkel, I'll never forget him. And Hans had a master's degree in English, and he was pursuing a doctor's degree in English at the University of Berlin.
Hans spoke of how he was captured in Africa and then sent to the U.S.
Hans was telling me that he came over on the Queen Mary into New York. The whole bottom of the Queen Mary was loaded with POWs, and up on top, Winston Churchill was there, General George Marshall, General Eisenhower, they're all coming for a big powwow. This was in 1943.
Although Hans fought for his German homeland, he was not in support of the country's leadership.
He lectured me on the evils of Nazism and on the evils of communism and how much they detested Hitler. But at the same time, Hitler led them out of a Great Depression.
Hans and John became friends. One day, Hans and the Germans had a special request.
When you bring the newspapers, I want you to bring in model airplane carving knives, cans of varnish, trays of paints, watercolors, like you have in grade school, yeah? I says, yeah. He says, paintbrushes, I want you to bring them in too.
The German POWs were going to make models to keep busy when not working on area farms. John was paid for his work, but the payment was going to get him in trouble. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Hampshire, Illinois, and brought to you this week by stjomo.com. I'm Andrew McCrae.